You can take it anywhere. You can leave a deposit of it in a room. Sometimes the Lord has said that to me. I've been in a coffee house, and the Lord just says to me, before you go, just pray for that seat that you're sitting on. Pray for favor. Whoever sits on that will discover me. It's a weird form of evangelism. Here's the thing. I did it in one place in San Diego. I was there for 3 or 4 days. It's in Starbucks because it's my St. Arbucks. It's my favorite church. And so I sat in the same seat by the window. And each day I would pray for favor. The first 3 days I would pray for favor on that seat. On the fourth day I went in, there was a guy sat there in that seat. And so I went and sat in another seat. And and I looked at him, and I kept being drawn to this guy. And I realized I'm being drawn to the favor that I deposited. And so I looked at him and said, Lord, what's going on? And he said to me, his world has just come crashing down around his ears. He's a single parent. His daughter is at college here in San Diego. And she's been here for a couple of years, and he's lost touch with her. She disconnected from him in some way. And now he's just found her, and he's found actually that she's not in college. She's on drugs, and she's selling herself on the street. And he is utterly and completely devastated. Then there was a pause, and I heard the Lord smile. You know how many the Lord smiles? It's a sound when God smiles. And I heard him smile, and he said, and by the way, he's an atheist. Like the Lord is like, I am so delighted that he's an atheist. You know? So I said, okay, so am I supposed to do anything? The Lord said, yeah, I want you to write a prayer for him. And so I sat down, and the Lord, I just took dictation. I wrote, I think it was about 8 sentences, a prayer. And it was about, the prayer was about his daughter's deliverance from drugs and her restoration into his heart and into his family and into his life. And so I walked up to this guy and I sat down and I said, hey, he just put his hand up. He said, dude, I don't want a conversation. I said, that's okay, man, but it's just, you need to know it's about your daughter. He said, do you know her? I said, no, never met her. Well, what are you talking about then? Well, I'm a follower of Jesus. Oh, don't give me that blank, 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 blank. And I said, look, you just had the most devastating...